This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and my guests are a couple of old friends who've joined us before. It's Jimmy and Lisa from Find Us Camping. Find Us Camping. Welcome, folks. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having us.
It's, you know, the last time we chatted, you guys were a little overheated, I guess you could say. It was a really hot day. And where you were, and now we find you in Goshen, Indiana, where they're expecting snow in the next day or two, and it's quite rainy and miserable and dreary there right now, right?
Right.
It's been like that for a couple of days now. It's been nasty.
We're waiting for the sunshine to come back through the clouds.
Yeah. Right. What's new and exciting with you guys since we last spoke? You've done a fair amount of traveling.
We have been all the way to, I guess, Reno, Nevada is about as far west as we've been. Uh-huh. We're on our trek back east now. But what we did do, being on the East Coast is a whole different game, which we have learned from being out west. On the East Coast, it's primarily RV parks and campgrounds, but out west, there's lots of boondocking opportunities and lots of free places to park,
to drive and find somewhere, pull off and live.
It's been very exciting. It's been a learning experience, to say the least, but we are actually going back in
July. Who goes to Vegas in July?
I don't know. We seem to make bad choices where the weather's concerned. But
you know, we can go anywhere you want to go, and we go to opposite directions. It's cold and it's going to be hot. We're going backwards.
But yeah. You know, we're going out there. Jimmy's family has always bowled. Uh-huh. So there's a tournament out in Vegas. It's a national tournament every year. It's in different places. It's in Vegas this year. So we're going back to Vegas for that.
A lot of miles under our belt in the last couple of years,
but we've learned how to, this last little leg of our trip, to camp free or very cheaply, which has now become kind of a game. How cheap can we get where we're going and still have the most amazing views and still meet the coolest people? So
very nice. Well, that, you know, are you a top flight bowler, Jimmy?
I wouldn't say top flight, but
he does all right.
I can hold my own. I used to hold my own a lot more, but now we're on the road. Of course, we don't bowl as often as
Right.
One time a year now is all I bowl. And, you know, I'm not going to be that professional anymore. And it's just, you know, your scores aren't going to be where they used to be.
And the kids are now the better bowlers, and they're going to meet us out there. So, you know, it used to be like this, and now they're, you know, they're better. So,
yeah. That's usually how it happens, right? You know,
right.
The kids take over. What do you guys remind us, our viewers, our listeners, what you ride around in these days?
Well, we actually just changed in January. We now have a same brand, same model. We have a Keystone Fusion, but it's the 2022. We changed our floor plans from what we had. We had a 427. Now we're up to a 428. So. And now we have solar on board, so we can boondock a lot more. So that's our goal. We're going to do more miles, more things. And with our YouTube channel, our social media, we are trying to show people that you can RV for very, very cheap when you're out on the road. Now, of course, diesel prices now where they are, it's not as cheap as it used to be.
Wow, yeah.
But we hope that goes back down. But, you know, us camping for zero or our goal is $20 or less everywhere we go. Unless we splurge sometime and we go to a, you know, to a beach scene or whatever it is.
You got to splurge sometimes, but we're figuring out, I think the first Fusion, which for those of you who are unfamiliar, it's a toy hauler. It's a fifth wheel toy hauler. We learned how to, I don't know, efficiently, maybe not the word, but use our toy hauler, use that extra space. Yeah. It's a garage when you're traveling, but when you land, it's like that bonus room above the garage, right? You can use it for your office or whatever. And this new rig, we are in the process currently, because we just got it in January, of turning our garage into our master bedroom. So there's not many RVs out there where you can have a 13-foot master suite, and that's what we're going to have. So
with a deck with a full view. And that's where we just, when we were in Mexican Hat, Utah last couple weeks ago,
yeah,
that was it. We woke up, the deck was down. We got to see the sunrise, the sunset. Nobody was around you, the stars. You just can't get that anywhere else. And it costs us $10 a night to do it.
Well, and we have the solar, as he mentioned. And of course we have a generator. The generator comes standard on board. And then we upgraded and added the solar. So we're still learning how to manipulate that system because, you know, nothing's perfect. The solar doesn't do great if you don't have sun. And for the last few days here, we haven't. So thankfully we're somewhere that we can be plugged in. But we're learning how to charge the solar with a generator if you don't have sun, you know, available. And so it's been a learning game. So we're enjoying it, but we're learning a lot.
All right. Well, that's good. Hey, learning is, you know, you said, you know, don't fear camping. And it sounds like you guys, going but through
with no fear. We've been RVing for over 15 years, and to this day, we're still learning. So it's just
everything is a learning process. You know, if you think you know it all, not a good thing.
You can't just sit home and think, well, one day we're going to know how to do that and we're going to get an RV and we're going to go do it, because let's be real, you're going to just sit at home and you're never going to do it because you're never going to know everything. So you can't let that fear of, you know, what you don't know keep you, you know, stationary. If you want to get out and do it, you just got to roll with it and you'll figure it out. Or RVers are really friendly people. Somebody's going to help you figure it out along the way if you have a problem.
That's right. We've talked about the community countless times here on the show and how supportive everybody is. And it's one big happy family.
It is.
It's great. It's great. Well, we're going to come back and talk more with Jimmy and Lisa. And, you know, I got to tell you, I think it's just great that you guys just continue the trek. And no end in sight. So that's good for you guys. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Here are five words every RV enthusiast should know: advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit theRVAdvisor.com.
We're back on the RV Advisor Podcast. My guests are Jimmy and Lisa. Find Us Camping is where you'll find them on Instagram. Find Us Camping. With over 4,000 followers already and growing every day. And of course, you shared with me that you've got over 5,000 folks tracking your doings, if you will, on YouTube. And that's really cool. And, you know, the stopover in the sort of somewhat gloomy Goshen right now in terms of weather is for another reason. You've got some things brewing. I know you can't share all the details, but you can say that you can tell us a little bit, some stuff happening, right?
Right. So we've got some stuff happening. We are Keystone brand ambassadors. So we're always, you know, working with Keystone to promote our lifestyle and our home, if you will.
Yeah.
And while we're in town, we're meeting with some other vendors and can't give away too much, but we've got some big plans coming.
Big news.
We're still trying to tie up the loose ends and get everything in concrete before we say it out loud, but we hope to join you again in the future, not too long from now, and kind of announce what we've got going on and share with everybody what's going to be happening, because we're excited about it.
Well, we would love to break the news, as they say in the biz. That would be very cool. So maybe we'll have you back on again in a month or two. And
I'm ready to get it started.
It's hard to not share it now, but you know, you want to get everything nailed down before you.
It's been in the bill for a couple of months. And we're ready to go. So.
I've made the mistake about letting the cat out of the bag on a couple occasions before it happened, and guess what? It didn't happen. I've you know, it's
right, that's always the fear.
Oh, right. You got, you know, make sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and then you're, you, then it's like, okay, now we can pop the cork and have some fun.
And roll, right. And
let the folks know. Absolutely. Absolutely. Any places on the map? I know you mentioned Vegas in July, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But, well, we're going to leave in June early. In late June, we're going to head back to Vegas through the northern route and then head to Vegas, and we're going to do the southern route back. And then we don't know where we're going to go from there. And that's the good thing about the RV life. When we came from Vegas over back over here, we didn't really have many plans. We just kind of did it by the seat of our pants. And
yeah,
you know, well, because let's be real. So we had a plan going out to Vegas, and life happens, right? And so
never worked.
Our plans just did not. We had plans to stop at Magnolia Beach in Texas and check that out, because that's all the, you know, everybody talks about it. You camp right there at the water, and our timing had to change, so we didn't have time. So the hope is, we're not going to say it's in concrete because that doesn't really work out so well. The hope is on the way back this time, we can stop in Magnolia Beach, which might be better because it'll be warmer, right? That time of year. And then according, you know, if everything goes according to plan, then hopefully in the fall, early fall, we might make our way up to Maine and check that area out in the fall, which will be beautiful. So, yes. You know,
oh, yeah. Yeah. New England in the fall, the foliage, yeah. And it's just, you just see, like, it's like the trees are in, you know, flaming, you know, like on, they're just beautiful.
Well, that's our goal, to be in Maine for the fall, but you know, our life, the way it's been, we will be Southwest, unfortunately. We'll be the total opposite of where we're supposed to be.
This year for sure, the way it's going, we're always the opposite of what we think we're going to be doing, but it's part of the RV lifestyle. You know, it just is. What I tell people is you need to make a plan, and you need to have a plan. You need to be structured enough to have a plan, but you also need to be flexible to roll with the punches, because your plan may not come to be the way you think it is. And you have to be flexible enough to be okay with that, which is hard, because, you know, most people are either planners or they're just go with the flow.
Go with the flow, right.
RV, you kind of have to be somewhere in the middle of that. So
I've heard that, you know, I've asked that question of people multiple times and said, you know, hey, do you guys like to just, you know, make sure all your ducks are in a row before you, you know, set out? Or do you just say, you know, take me wherever you want, you know?
With the boondocking world, you can do that, especially with us with solar. We can just drive until I get tired, and we can find a place to pull off and we can go. So that makes it a lot easier for us as far as the planning stages go. So,
but I'm a planner, so I still like to leave. At least I feel like I have a plan in place, right?
Right.
I'm open to the fact that it may change, but I like to at least have that plan in place to begin
with. The illusion of a plan, right?
Right,
just,
right.
You know, it just kind of keeps you going. I understand. Good for you. Good for you. Well, it's great to see you again. And listen, month or two down the road, when this big event occurs, we're gonna find out all about it. Get to break the news here on the RV Advisor podcast. We'd be thrilled to have you back.
Absolutely. Great. We look forward to it.
As do we. Lisa, Jimmy, thank you so much. I got to look at the, it's Find Us Camping. Yes. The memory. Right. Find Us Camping on Instagram with over 4,000 followers. Be one of those followers. Join them today. And we'll see you again next time, folks. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Here are five words every RV enthusiast should know. Advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit theRVAdvisor.com.
We're back on the RV Advisor podcast. Tom Alexander with you, along with Jody Needle from the newsroom. Hey, Jody, how are you?
I'm great, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. I know you're always working on stories over there. So I know we've got a pretty interesting story coming up in our next newsletter, which releases on Friday the 8th. So what do we got?
That's right. Actually, we've got a new RV that's coming out that is actually a double decker. We got a double stacked RV. Can you believe it?
Oh, wow. That's cool. Sort of like those, some of those buses in London, right?
Yeah. Like your own penthouse suite, RV going double decker style.
I love it. I can't wait to read that story. That's great. That's coming up in the next newsletter. We'll check back with you again. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for watching and listening to the RV Advisor Podcast. And we'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Did you enjoy this video? Be sure to like, comment, and share, and hit the bell icon. Remember, ding, ding, so that you're notified when new videos are uploaded. As always, don't forget to subscribe.